are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
I'm very glad that Thanksgiving is over. There was a lot going on. The holidays are very stressful. Traveling is very stressful. People are very stressful. But I had fun. It was cute. Did you enjoy your Thanksgiving?
Are you sure? Are you sure? It did not sound like it.
No, I had fun. I'm just like tired.
You're tapped out.
Getting to the airport, first of all, let me just say O'Hare, 0 out of 10.
Girl, you made the list.
0 out of 10. 0 out of 10. Zeros across the board. Hate it. Would not recommend to anybody unless you're dying of starvation and you can only travel to water via O'Hare. Don't do it. Don't do it.
That is so stupid. Wait, are they doing construction and shit still or what? Wait, what happened? I don't get it.
Okay. It's just like they just decide not to operate like every other fucking airport. Okay. Now, mind you, it's the holidays. I'm expecting it to be busier. Well, actually, I wasn't expecting it to be busier because I've experienced travel during the holidays and the lines have always been normal for me. I don't know when y'all be traveling and y'all be experiencing these extreme long lines. I don't go through that. And I also don't have clear. So
my mom said it wasn't bad for her either.
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as
it's a rumor, allegedly.
I do remember one year where it was bad, but even then it was like I don't know. But O'Hare is like slow. It's like very slow. Like they're very slow. They are very slow. TSA is very slow and very rude. That's across the board. But O'Hare just be like, and then at O'Hare they want you to take your hoodie off. I never had to take my hoodie off unless I'm at O'Hare. Sometimes I can go through O'Hare without it. But for some reason, these particular TSA agents don't like hoodies. Y'all can go to
That's
hell.
That's weird. That's annoying. You already got to take off your shoes. And then taking off your... I hate taking off my shoes. I hate taking off anything when I go anywhere. I just want to be as I am.
It's so annoying. But I had fun on Thanksgiving. It was chaotic. It was just a lot of kids, a lot of people, a lot of family. I get very overstimulated very easily. So... I was not able to eat. I'm never able to eat when I go home because I'm always overstimulated.
I was going to ask you who had the best dish.
I wouldn't know. Yeah. I mean, I ate something. I did eat. I mostly ate macaroni and dressing. And I had some baked beans. I didn't eat nothing else, really.
Are you not a turkey guy?
I would have ate it. It's just that, you know, I couldn't focus. I don't like eating around a bunch of people, you know.
Yeah,
it was fine. Okay, I got to meet my youngest godbaby who I hadn't met yet. I'm a deadbeat godbaby. I'm a deadbeat goddaddy. I'm just throwing that out there.
A gay deadbeat goddaddy.
Yeah, a gay deadbeat. I don't know. I don't do nothing for them kids. I love them, though. Shout out to them.
I mean, and you know, sometimes that's, some people don't even get love. So, there you go.
It was a point where my best friend had to take a nap because she had been up and, you know, she's wrangling 3 kids. So it's like, all right, auntie, take a break, but come get your kids.
Yeah, I can't do kids. I'm not a kids person per se. Kids always like me, but I really don't be liking them back. I just be needing like a little second. And with kids, you don't have seconds because they...
No, you don't get no time.
No, you look to the left for 1 second, now they're on top of the fan, swinging around. It's just like, you're not able to breathe, and I don't like that. And I'm also always wondering if they're, like, choking or, like, can't breathe or some shit. So, I don't like it. And then I'm always afraid they might randomly, like, get a stomach bug and throw up for whatever reason kids always randomly throw up. Or they don't know how to use the bathroom, yet it might piss or shit on themselves. So, it's a lot of fears. I don't like none of it.
One of my nephews got sick, so one of my sisters had to leave early. So it's funny that you say that. And then one of my god kids got into a marker and marked herself all up. So to like, that point, you take your eyes off of them for 2 seconds, or in my case, like 20 minutes, and then they just do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Wait. You let's rewind. You left them alone for 20 minutes?
This is what happens. When okay, all the family yeah, gets together and this, when all the family gets together and there's a bunch of kids, the kids end up watching each other, period. You know, we keep our eyes on the babies and stuff. We're like, kids, go find y'all something to do and stop. Don't interrupt us and lower that noise and, you know, have fun. But for the most part, the kids are all well, at this point in our lives, all our kids are old enough to just like do their own things and to look after okay. the younger ones. Okay. We had to do them when we was kids, so it's okay.
Yeah, I feel like when I was younger, holidays were just like more like, I don't know, they just felt like more. Now I want to avoid them. Like, I am not a holiday person. I just don't be feeling it. I don't enjoy the, I think I mentioned this a million times right here, I don't enjoy the food. I get like overwhelmed with too many personalities and shit like that in such like combined, like, I mean, close quarters. It throws me off because I don't know what to focus on. And then like people be having little shit popping off. I'm just like, it's just too much for me. So I like to just keep my distance and like just do my thing. And so, yeah, it's just too much.
Another thing that was stressing me out is just like, I was trying to wrangle. Okay, so we ended up doing a Renaissance theme. So everybody had to dress up in their Renaissance themed attire. And we made the agreement to take pictures at the start of everybody getting there so the kids don't mess up their outfits and everybody don't get too tired and too wrapped up in other stuff to forget. We ended up taking no pictures. So that irritated me.
It was your idea to take the pictures?
Well, the pictures thing is just something we do every year, but the theme was my idea.
Right.
So that irritated me, and I had to keep reminding myself that, you know, I'm here for like 24 hours, just have fun. But it's just like, also, can y'all listen to me so we can have a funner time? Because y'all are like stressing out about stuff that's not even mattering right now, and we need to be stressing out about having fun. Everybody was like, you know, it was like, you know, of course, family politics, and then, you know, everybody gets distracted doing other stuff, whatever. Plus, it was like, they don't really know the album. They know Beyonce. And I kept trying to like gear it towards like an actual Renaissance themed event. But of course, right. I mean, not that we couldn't play other Beyonce songs, but they wouldn't let me play Beyonce songs from the album because they don't know the songs from the album. All they know is like Cuff right. It and Break My Soul. And they don't, you know, have any real taste. So... Damn. But we did enjoy listening to Beyonce. I had the concert going in the background, at least. I had it on mute, but it was playing in the background so the girls could see the greatness that is Beyonce.
Were they watching it?
No. And, so you know, theme... my sisters don't dislike Beyonce. Like, everybody likes Beyonce. Like, it's just like, okay, we like Beyonce. But they don't. They're not stans. And that irritates me sometimes because I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
Like, Nicki, I can give you a pass for not standing, but Beyonce is like, get in line, bitch.
It was just like the essence of Renaissance there. It was just like, you know, like some shiny things and Beyonce in the background. But in actuality, it was just like a normal Thanksgiving.
Pretty much. And eventually, the music changed and all that stuff. So, I mean, it was fun. My sister had some Renaissance theme. Like, everything was like Renaissance decorations. She had the decorations down to a T. That's cool. And she had like, you know, a Renaissance bar. I should have told her to call it Club Renaissance because that was the name of the bar at the time. Whatever.
I looked in the background of one of your videos. I'm like, that's a nice little table spread they got back there.
Yeah. She had like posters hanging up. Wonderful. She had Beyonce gifts as prizes for the games we played. So it was actually fun. I really enjoyed seeing everybody and yeah, but that was a hell of a travel. I left Wednesday night, and I'm back. I literally got off the plane, came home, changed clothes, went to work.
You actually went to work still?
Yeah. I only worked 4 hours, but it was fine.
Okay. You a bad bitch. I wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have seen me.
I thought about just calling off, but I was like, you know, I don't hate holiday the pay? Job. So, no, I don't get holiday pay. I don't even get overtime. Oh. But yeah, they. If you stay late one day, you're gonna have to leave early tomorrow. Okay.
Really?
They is not like, paying no overtime. Not paying what I.
They said not on my watch.
Yeah. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying, but yeah. Thanks. Oh yeah, I worked because I. If I didn't, they would not have accomplished anything today. So I was like, I'll just go. You know, I like the fact that at my job, like, I'm actually, like, I could actually, like, stop production for a few hours if I don't show up. And I like having that kind of power.
Period. That's the period. Always in control. Somehow, somewhere. Somehow you have become the pulse of the job.
Well, we are the boys in control because this is the Boys Next Door. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush.
Happy holidays. Thank you guys for tuning in for another week of shenanigans. Please follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Subscribe to us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. Since we're talking about the YouTube, we apologize for not putting out a video this week, but we told y'all once before, it's a two-man team over here. So you get what you get. What Lauryn Hill say? Right. She said, y'all lucky to have me.
Lauryn is crazy. Like, she
I wish, a bitch would go at a concert that I just paid to get into say, you're lucky. Bitch, I will dispute this charge so motherfucking fast, and I'm calling Ticketmaster, and I'm writing bad reviews, so don't nobody else come to your concert ever again, bitch.
At this point, I don't think her bad reviews matter, because y'all, people still choosing to go, so I don't think it counts.
They still going to have, you know what, you gotta respect the bitch with that kind of power, too, though, because it's like, she disrespects the fuck out of y'all, and y'all still coming, y'all knew she showing up late, and y'all still came anyway. It's not even like, because I'll honestly say, like, Beyonce was, like, late for every show damn near. Like, because I used to follow the live updates. You know, they'd be like, Beyonce has hit the stage 2 hours after she was scheduled to. But, like, when you go to a Beyonce concert, you know to come. You know that she's going to be late. If you're a Beyonce fan, if you just, like, cuff it and you wanted to go to the Renaissance because it looked fun on TikTok, you were very shocked that when you got to the venue at 7 o'clock and Beyonce didn't come out till 9:45. That was shocking for you because you're dumb and you don't know any better. So I say all that to say people going to a Lauryn Hill concert and expecting her to show up on time is nuts to me. Like, why wouldn't you just show up when you just follow her? Stand outside the building, and when her truck pull in, that's how you know it's time to go on the concert.
Okay, not pregame in the parking lot till it's time, because I legit like that's wild. Like she get there, she don't do sound check, so she got to direct and guide the band on how to sing the song that they first heard for the first time and perform together. She get on there, she's sweating like a pig in hell, the makeup running off her face. It wouldn't be worth my time. She couldn't catch me on a free fest. Okay,
never. Lauryn Hill is an icon and a legend. I think she deserves some of her diva behavior. We have not deserved it, however, so we will do better. But we did have technical issues last week. But in case you guys missed episode 126, that was a bonus episode that we put out last Saturday. Y'all should go check that out. It's a Hot Topics episode.
It's really also, cool.
Yeah, and make sure you check out episode 127, which was titled Scaring the Hoes. Tune into that. Go ahead and...
Oh my God, I got an update.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, so remember a couple weeks ago, I was like, okay, it's this boy at my job. I want to talk to him, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, this week, I was feeling like a bad bitch. I had a cute outfit. I said I was going to put on a cute outfit. I was going to go to work. And so anyway, he was coming down the stairs. And I was coming up the stairs, and I noticed him first, and because he was looking down, he looked up, and I was like, what's up? And I told him, what's up? And he was like, oh, what's good? And I was like, okay. And I was like, blah, blah, blah. I just kept walking. I was like, oh, my God, I did. I was freaking out once I got to the top. But let me tell you how fate worked. So I walked past him, right? Okay. I walked past him, right? And I go to my own work area or whatever, and guess who comes to my work area? He came to my work area, and so he was like, he came, somehow they assigned him, somehow, by fate, to the same area that I was in, the same exact number, everything, and I'm like, this is my station, and then he ended up giving up the station to me, because he's in love with me now, and so, but while we were, while we were waiting, he was like, we didn't really talk or anything, but he was just looking over at me. He was like, are you going to ask him or whatever? And I'm just like, no, he's a dickhead. And he started laughing. And then, so anyway, so let me tell you, the next day, right, I go to my area to work or whatever, and I go on my break, right? And then while on my break, I told my friend, I'm like, that's going to be my future husband, wait and see. And so I had told one of my work friends that, and because she was still there, and then she was like, oh, he tried to steal your station. I know that's who you was talking about. And I was like, how do you keep finding me? It's meant to be. That means that we need to fuck right now. I want him so bad. And I'm just like, I'm inching closer and closer. Like that, like last week, I played myself by not talking to him because I was on the stairs being a pussy. I got it this time. And so now I have opened the door. It's like nudged open a little bit. Now I'm about to wiggle my way in there with my Ken Lush charisma. And then I'm going to try to steal the deal, you guys. I'm going to ask him for his Instagram. And then I'm going to slide him DMs. And then I'm going to like all his pictures.
And guess what's going to happen when he finds your Instagram? He's going to click on that little tag thing. And he's going to see everything from the podcast. And he's going to be like, oh, yeah, it's a podcast. And he's going to listen to this episode where you confess your love for him. And so you guys are going to have to discuss that.
Oh, well, when you put it that way, I don't know. Maybe he'll be intrigued. He'll be like, well, okay. I can really share it. He can really find it.
So he can just fast forward to the good part, you know?
Are you praying on my downfall?
No, I'm praying for your love to find you.
No, you're praying on my downfall. Because if he mentions me ever talking about him ever, if any guys listen to this and they ever mention that they listen to this, I'm going to throw up on myself. And then you will never want to be with me because I'm a nasty, foul bitch. It's not worth it. And just ignore it. I'm always afraid of guys listening to the podcast and not telling me, and them being like, knowing that I'm like a slut.
I found out that guys that I've interacted with will in some form or fashion listen to the things I've said on this podcast, and it's just like, oh, well, that's gross. I hate that you did that, but it's okay. You know, you should totally block me.
Sometimes I wonder if it works against us or for us, though.
Yeah.
I feel like guys never mention that they listen, but I can tell that people have listened to it that have tried to interact with me. But it's just kind of, I'm always like, I wonder what they take away. Like, do they think like, wow, he's so open-minded and smart and intelligent. I really want to know more about him. Or they think I'm a gutter slut, from Chicago.
A gutter snipe. Speaking of gutter snipes from Chicago, I saw a tweet. It ended up on my Instagram. It was some video, but in the comment section, I guess the dude in the video was from Chicago. And one of the girls in the comments was like, I keep telling y'all to stop messing with dudes from Chicago. If you're not from Chicago, these are our animals. And I was like, yes, girl. Because I feel like only Chicagoans can deal with other Chicagoans. Especially a hood Chicago or a Chicago who knows who is hood adjacent like me. You know, I'm a lady, but I grew up on 63rd, so I know stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I would. You know stuff, all right.
But when Von be like, "Bitch, we not from 63rd," I still be rapping that part. But I be like, "I am though, but it's okay."
And I consider myself Chicago adjacent, even though I grew up in the suburbs. I still mm-hmm. like. Every I was basically in the city nonstop. All my boyfriends, so I'm sneaking to boys' house. I was always in the city. I was out west though all the time. I was out west ass.
Oh, you was hood for real, bitch. I don't.
Yeah, I was out here. But then So anyway, but I was talking to this girl at my job, and she was like, I had told her randomly, I was like, we were waiting in line to do something, and I had told her, I was like, oh yeah, I'm from Chicago. She like, Chicago. I'm like, yeah, what does that mean? She's like, I talked to a nigga from Chicago. Never again. I'm like, why? What happened? She's like, I just couldn't do it. She said in so many words that she couldn't get him under control. And I was like, that's just how we are. We funny. We talk shit. And we're like, you either going to lock us down or we going to run you the fuck over.
And the way we communicate is aggressive in nature. But, it's just slang. When I'm at my sister's house.
It's like when tigers play, when they nip at each other. We nip at each other a little bit.
When I was at my sister's house, her and her husband, they they have a very, like, Chicago way of speaking to each other. And he's not even from Chicago originally, but, like, he's been here for... Well, I don't want to tell all my family business, but he's from the South. But he's been in Chicago for a very long time. And, of course, you know, he has some of that. Like, the way they talk to each other is just, like, so, like... If somebody who wasn't familiar with the way people from Chicago speak, it would sound like they're abusive to each other. But it's just like, it's funny. You know, it's like they be calling each other G and bro and like, you know, cussing each other out and shit like that. It's like, but it's clearly not serious. But like people who don't grow up like that would be like, oh, red flag. It's like, no, this is just normal. This is how we talk.
Stop playing with me, G. Shut your dumb ass up, bro.
Chicago. All that stuff. Go ahead. What'd you say?
I like all that stuff.
My Chicago-isms like come out when I'm like either like being serious or I'm like agitated or if I'm like having too much fun that I'm not paying attention to how I'm talking. Because like the way we pronounce certain stuff, like, you know, I don't try to cover it up. I just happen to like speak like this sometimes. And that's okay too. It just like it's just natural. Yeah. Like I don't change it on purpose. So, but I can always catch myself like, ooh, bitch, you from the South Side. Yep, I can hear it.
Right at the, well, you don't, I'm pretty sure you don't throw your hands up and do any signs or anything, but I'd be quick to throw up. So I'd be like, okay, look, calm me down, sister.
You're having a little bit too much fun. They didn't let the GDs in the dough, okay?
They didn't let the GDs in the dough.
Shout out to all the GDs and the BDs listening to this. Okay.
We support you all with our mouths.
We have no affiliation, you know.
Okay. Allegedly. But if one of y'all want to hold us down, you could. Well, he probably won't be with it because he's going to tell on you. You could go ahead. You can add me on Instagram, you know.
And if one of y'all want to fuck around and find out, my whole family is GD. So go ahead and try it, and we will find a way to figure it out, babe.
On period.
That's I don't know if my whole family is GD, but the story
that I've... We just threatened a whole group of like listeners. This is insane.
I don't want to say if my family for certain is GD, but I have heard legendary crimes committed by people in my family, and they be GD. So I don't know.
I know what my dad is. I'm not mentioning it.
Yeah, I probably just lined my whole family up. If you're listening to this, we don't want no problems. Okay. And I think we should light the blunt to world peace.
I'm a little bit tipsy.
I am too. I'm a mixed blend. I got a little wine, a little Cabernet something young, but I got it in a solo cup.
I won't even lie. I forgot that one. I don't know why I wrote another one and that one's still full, but I did. So we're gonna have a good time today, guys.
Yes, I'm gonna light my blunt to No Gang Affiliations, and I'm gonna light my blunt to the Renaissance film because it's almost coming, and I'm excited.
Yes.
Okay, bitch.
Soon.
You are so. You're the most ridiculous person I know in my life.
Let's
you pretend
go.
To not be so into Beyonce the same way I pretend to not be into Taylor Swift. It's hilarious.
I don't think I'm pretending. I think it's well known that I support and love Beyonce. I was about to say Rihanna. Yes, Beyonce.
Yeah, but it's a little it be backhanded, you know?
No, it don't. I give her compliments on everything she does. I feel like everything she does is very put together well and very talent. It takes a lot of talent and charisma, uniqueness, nerve, you know, all that stuff. I think she's a generational talent that we will never see the likes of. Why are you doing this? It's like you're almost wanting me to hang myself. I won't because I love the queen. I support the queen. I am.
You
here.
Sound like somebody who has a gun to their head.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's what it felt like too, bitch. I'm like, look, no, I fuck with Beyonce, but y'all know I'm a Rihanna guy. Like, Rihanna is the girl for me. I love Beyonce, everything Beyonce does, but like my favorite album from her is Lemonade, so that should tell you everything you need to know.
We found the truth beneath the lies.
And true love I am never going has... to make you cry.
Well, those were two different versions of things. But
oh.
What are you lighting your blunt to?
I'm lighting my blunt to... I want it to be something good. Here you go. Don't do the sound, bitch. I know.
You knew it was coming because I...
Yes. I've been thinking long. I can't help it. I want to light the blunt to just like meeting more niggas that are more in line for what I want for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's intentful. Oh, thanks.
You know what else I want to light the blunt to? There's...
Oh, okay. Come on, round two.
Yeah. Addendum. Okay. So I just want to light the blunt to the fact that the like second floor of my building, like that whole, the second floor of my work building, that whole like area, they moved out the building. So much more parking now. So much more parking. I love it. I love being able to park nearest to the elevator. It's the most wonderful thing for me. So thank you guys for moving out.
But what if it was that boy's office? That
oh no, he still works there.
Oh, so you've been keeping tabs, Detective Dan.
I haven't had a chance to speak to him like you've had a chance to speak to your guy. But you know, the lady on YouTube keeps saying that I'm supposed to run into somebody.
You were supposed to send me that link. I need to watch mine to see if I'm doing the right things.
I'm gonna send it to you for remind me because I'm gonna watch her tonight because I think it's a new link, it's a new video out. I need to see what's going on.
You better be keeping tabs on your life instead of living it. I like that for you.
Well, I came up with a fun game that I think we should play before we get into the topics today. It is called Fact or Cap. You know.
Yeah.
That sounds
okay. You know, that sounds fun,
right? There's a gnat in here, and when I catch you, bitch, when I get my hands on you,
I got a confession later too.
I have one as well, so I can't wait to get into it. You never have confessions, so this is iconic.
Okay, look, I told you this is gonna be an episode for you guys.
So, also, I think I'm allergic to alcohol because when I drink, my throat closes up a little bit. It's okay.
It happened again.
Yeah, it happens every time I drink. Yeah, I don't think I'm supposed to.
Last time it happened, you were drinking that pineapple thing.
Yeah, I don't think I'm supposed to be drinking pineapples or consuming pineapples either. Totally gets. I think I'm allergic, but it's good. It's delicious. Like, what am I supposed to do?
It's a sacrifice. Stop? Yeah. No.
If it goes too far, I'll know when to check in. What was that? Oh, the game. So the game is called Fact or Cap. So basically, I'm gonna list. I'm gonna make a statement. You're gonna determine if it's basically true or false. If it's true, it's fact. If it's false, it's cap. Okay?
Okay, true. Let's do it.
And it's fun. It's sexcational. Okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. I hope nobody can hear this loud noise in my hallway, but I will call security. Shut the fuck up.
Do it.
While I'm doing my goddamn thing in here, bitch.
You heard him.
And if I have to get up and say it, I won't because I don't want no problems with my neighbors.
I was going to say, now it's going to be a fight. Now I'm going to have to leave that in the video.
Bitch, I ain't going to do shit, okay?
Hey, you guys. Fact or cap?
Now, I grabbed these. I got to pull up the guy's Instagram because I don't want to, like, not give you guys the right stuff. Give me, my screen is going to go out, but I'm still here. I'm still talking to you guys, okay? So I grabbed these things from this guy on Instagram. He's a doctor. He's a GI doctor, and he gives like gay sex tips and stuff like that. His name is Dr. Carlton on Instagram. So I pulled some of these facts or not facts from his page. And I got a couple other things sprinkled in there as well. So I'm going to start with the first one. Fact or cap?
I'm scared.
The second hole is real. Fact or cap?
I'm using like, no, y'all know I'm, you know I'm slow. This is probably the worst game for me to play. I think it is fact.
That is a fact. So, according to Dr. Carlton and Google, the second hole is called the rectosigmoid junction. That's where it is. So, your rectum is about 6 to 8 inches long. After that, there's a sharp turn in your GI tract, and that is what's called the rectosigmoid junction. It's basically where your rectum ends and then, like, the rest of your, like, I guess, colon begins, because your colon is very long, right?
How big is Prince?
All of my toys go past the second hole, which is why I experience such amazing orgasms. Thanks.
That is, you are a hollow tunnel, bitch. They literally send a scuba crew, bitch. That is a deep hole.
So, Dr. Carlton wants you guys to be slow and careful when douching and entering your hole. He says you really only need to clean out the first 6 to 8 inches of your rectum to have anal sex. That's what he says. I don't know if I personally agree with that, even though he might be speaking from a scientific perspective, because I just feel like once you are having sex with certain types of dicks, like, that whole thing needs to be empty. And so you need to get that water on up in there. Now, it might take you longer, because when you do douche, the more water you use, the longer it might. I caught that. I wanted to be childish, but I'm glad you was childish for me.
Of course.
So, I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like, when I douche, like, I may use too much water, but that is because I'm trying to clean out everything now. I know that's not very healthy. You're not really supposed to be doing that. But, you know, sacrifice.
Does it make your, does it make your butthole more juicier?
It does, I think. I think it contributes, probably. But also, water is not, like, your body is made up of water, but not, like, tap water. So, it's like, doing that too much, it can also dry you out. You know what I'm saying? So you really just gotta know your body for real and know what you're doing. But I just feel like cleaning out the first 6 to 8 inches is not enough. That's risky. Like, how deep? I'm thinking, like, okay, like, people be fucking. So why is it? No, you're gonna shit on somebody if you don't clean out more than that, I think.
I think because, like, the size of the mechanics that you like to ride, I think 6 to 8 is just not far enough. I think you need to go further. I think.
But the thing is, this is the thing too. Even if I'm, like, just fingering myself, which I don't do for sexual pleasure, I do that when I'm douching, right? I do that to, like, kind of...
That's the grand finale?
No, that's the kind of, like, A, it feels good on my prostate. B, it feels really good on my prostate. It's like a massage before I get dick. I love doing it, by the way. But I don't do that when I'm just, like, horny, right? And B...
I like rubbing my asshole, too. It's very soft.
I like rubbing the inside of my asshole. And B... doing that kind of, like, stimulates movement a little bit. So that's how I find out if there's more in there as well. So I don't know. I like to use a little more water than I probably should, to be honest.
Wow. Thanks for that knowledge, Dr. Ruth.
But you shouldn't do that. You should try to limit that. He says you doing too much too fast can cause a perforation in the rectosigmoid junction, which could potentially lead to emergency surgery. You could also be bleeding and stuff like that. Like, so you want to be really careful doing stuff like that. I did experience not too long ago bleeding while, like, playing with my toys, which doesn't normally happen for me. So I was like, oh, either I'm doing too much. But I also...
You're like a virgin again.
I also have been consuming a lot of peanuts lately. And I do know that peanuts, they, you know, because they don't really break down, they can
get stuck in the tract, the butthole.
Yeah, and they can, like, doing all that rubbing can agitate, you know, the inside. So I think that probably has something to do with it as well. So I say all that to say the second hole is real.
You got to be careful out here. Your butthole's a precious flower.
Next, true fact or cap? there is a medication that can help prevent STIs other than PrEP for HIV.
Cap!
That is a fact. You got that one wrong.
Oh.
So, there is a drug called DoxyPep. And DoxyPep, according to folkshealth.com, is used for preventing gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis infections, bacterial STIs. Basically, it's PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis, which helps, like, if you feel like you've come in contact with somebody with, like, chlamydia or syphilis, you would take this to help, like, hopefully prevent that infection from happening. And people who've taken this medicine have had, like, success rates. It's not foolproof. It's not as strong as something like PrEP, but it is something that they, you know, have. They say it can drastically reduce the risk of gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia among trans women and gay and bisexual and... Okay, let me say that again. Trans women and gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. So it's basically a medication only for MSM or men who have sex with men.
I would say not the straights to stay clear of it.
Yeah, they've been excluded from, like, I guess, studies or something. So they don't, I don't think straight people have really been given this. I don't know. When taken 24 to 72 hours after unprotected sex, STI rates are significantly reduced in this population. So yeah, it's an option, which I just learned about today when I was looking at his Instagram and I was like, let me go on Google and see what the fuck DoxyPep is. So Google it. That's DoxyPep, cool. DoxyPep. Yeah.
Fight the gons.
The more you know. Next, the P-stot or the prostate gland is located 6 inches inside of the anus. Fact or cap?
I want to say fact, because you said that the second hole is after that, which is after, like, 6 to 8.
Well, that is actually cap. So,
oh,
the prostate is located about 2 to 3 inches inside of your anus. So, it was a trick question. Oh. it's located technically between the penis and the rectum. So, where the penis ends and where the rectum begins. In between that space, pretty much, and that's why men like to get their gooches licked. That's why you can stimulate the gooch and intensify an orgasm. It's right in between there.
Make sure that when you're sucking dick, you press down on it a little bit too. It adds a little tingle.
Yeah, a little pressure. It kind of revs up the blood to the area. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Okay, next. Oil-based lubes are safe for condom sex.
I don't know, because I know, but I don't do that condom sex. I know that silicone is better for up your butthole because it doesn't dry out.
Oh, okay. So you know what I don't like about silicone-based lubes is, like, in my experience, is the stickiness. I don't like that. The flavorlessness, because if you try to, you know, eat after you've been using silicone lube, you're like licking alcohol. It's like really fucking nasty
tasting. Yeah, it's like it gives that sanitizer almost.
Yes, sanitizer, exactly. Uh-huh, but I also learned recently that, and this is not a part of this, but I learned recently that all lube is made to be edible, and not edible in the sense that you can eat it, but it's like safe to eat if you consume it. So even though it tastes bad, it's not gonna harm you.
Yeah, so if I pull it out my butt and it got a little lube on it, I can eat it.
Now if you drinking lube, I'm assuming you would need to have your stomach pumped. But
okay, little Kim, calm down.
That was a wild rumor. Okay, so for those of you who are too young, there was a rumor back in the day that Lil' Kim sucked and swallowed so much cum that she had to have her stomach pumped. That was a rumor about Lil' Kim that came out when I was a kid.
That is sick.
That, like, is that wild.
Can you imagine having a rumor about somebody nowadays? Like, what the fuck?
Speaking of factor cap, I think that's cap. I definitely don't think she was out here swallowing cum like that.
How much cum was it? Where did she get all the cum from? Was it all from one source? It's just like you. It leads you to have multiple questions about where is she getting this, like, source of nut from that she need to get pumped out of her.
So that is fact. Oil-based lubes are that is cap. I'm sorry. Oil-based lubes are not safe for condom sex. Oil-based lubricants actually break down the latex, making condoms unsafe. So baby oil, Vaseline, like baby oil gel.
I like Vaseline lube.
Yeah, and I like Vaseline lube as well, but I don't be using condoms, so. So, I'm just saying.
You are a slut.
Listen, I'm not making light of that because, you know, I'm not encouraging people to have raw sex. I'm saying when I have sex with people. Some ladies like it raw. Some ladies like it raw. I'm sorry. I want to be meat to meat. Like, and I don't feel bad for saying that, but I'm not advocating for y'all to be meat to meat with everybody. But the people I've met.
He won't be shamed, okay?
The people I've met.
Yeah.
We've met that meat, and he's met my meat. I met his, he met mine.
Meat to meat contact is wild.
I don't just be out here having raw sex because I don't just be out here having sex. Now, I feel like if I was having more promiscuous fun, I definitely would use condoms.
Wrap it on up.
I'd be having sex like once a year, twice a year.
Like it's literally, is it like the gift is unwrapped. This is ready to be played with now.
Yeah. I'm trying to clean that up. Because it do sound like we was 947 loads, you know?
I mean, and if we were, that's our prerogative. Not to say that we are 948 loads, but I'm just saying sometimes people take 948 loads raw and hopefully they doxy prepper.
You know, and if you're going to take 1,001 loads, you should be a little safer and look into DoxyPep. Boom.
There we go. We just
There's the
you.
Bubbles on your screen again. All right. Okay, last one. World AIDS Day is on December 1st. Fact or cap?
Lies. Cap.
Wow, what type of homosexual are you?
It's December 1st?
Fact. World AIDS Day is on December 1st. Sidebar, Renaissance is out in theaters December 1st / November 30th. If you go, I'm going on Friday because I got to, you know, I ain't going to the movie when I got to go to work now. But World AIDS Day, according to worldaidsday.org, exists to shine a light on the real experiences of people living with HIV today while celebrating the strength, resilience, and diversity of the communities most affected. So y'all know the AIDS epidemic happened in the 80s. World AIDS Day was invented in 1988. It is a moment to inspire the leadership needed to create a future where HIV doesn't stand in the way of anyone's life. So we are coming up on the, you know, World AIDS Day. I just wanted to shine a light on that. And you guys should definitely, if you can, or if it's around that time, get tested, you know, talk to people, you know, show up
be
for your positive
with your
friends.
Meet to meet contact.
We just talked about meet to meet, and now we promote World AIDS Day. It's kind of crazy, but that's the duality
Of this podcast, but also of being an adult. You have to make responsible decisions that's taking care of your health if you are engaging sexually with anybody else. You don't want to put yourself or anyone else at risk because our bodies are our temple. We only get one, so we have to make sure that we're looking after them, taking care of them, getting our little tune-ups so we can go out and enjoy our meet-to-meet contact. We deserve meet-to-meet contact, not with everyone, but with those select few who deserve to unwrap our little bubblegums.
And to be clear, when we say be responsible, we're not insinuating that people with HIV are irresponsible. We're saying even people with HIV need to be responsible, meaning, you know, you need to be on your medicine, bitch. Go take that little blue pill.
Knowledgeable.
Okay.
In control.
Mm-hmm. And if you want PrEP, make sure you take your blue. Ooh, I didn't take mine today. Why? This is so ridiculous. It's the hypocritical ass podcast. I forgot. There was a lot going on.
I'm not even gonna say what I did with my thing.
Actually, I didn't even bring my pills to Chicago with me. So when I got home and just went to work, I didn't even think to take my prep. So it was an accident. Okay, I'll take it.
Be
tomorrow.
Responsible. Be on top of it, y'all.
Even though I'm not having sex until who the fuck knows when. So whatever.
I got cobwebs. I need clean so bad.
Oh my god! Just gonna get a vacuum and suck them out at this point. You know, this is ridiculous. Oh.
I just don't have any worthy contenders. Because what if that boy I like for work isn't even like, what if he's like a bottom?
Well, y'all, we need to start dating each other. Like, bottoms know how to treat each other. I don't know why everybody's so weird about it. You know what I just realized, too? We did the Light the Blunt segment. We didn't light the blunt. So I'm going to just go ahead and flick
it. I lit mine, and I smoked it.
Oh, well, talking. Maybe it was just me.
That I even flicked it everything. And I looked, and I said, maybe he did it when I was looking to the side. I'll light it again.
Just before we get into the topic today, I do want to just know this real quick. Do you ever catch yourself being thirsty in the DMs? Like, have you ever DM'd somebody and then you just randomly opened a thread and you realize they haven't replied to your last 5 DMs, but you didn't even realize you was DMing them, like you was replying to their stories, they just never was saying nothing?
To be honest, yeah, and I don't get no fuck, because I'm going to keep shooting them shots in the dark until you fucking notice it. That may be the day you drunk or high or lonely and bored, and you look up there and you see that I didn't message you 90 times without you reacting, and I finally get a reaction, and then you watch my story, and I've cultivated a good watch of a story, and then you realize that you missed out on something. So yes, I do realize it all the time. Sometimes if I'm about to block them or unfollow them because I'm giving up, I go and I unsend all the messages. But other than that, I usually keep it there just because you never know.
Yeah, I don't be unsending stuff, but unless it's a typo or something. But like, when I have noticed that, it's like, not even because I was shooting my shot to this person, I just realized like, oh, this person just don't interact with me, so I'm just gonna stop interacting with them.
That's how I usually discover too. But it's like, it's certain guys I follow only because they are cute and I'm going to keep shooting my shot with the chance that maybe something may happen. Yeah. But then there's other guys who I follow just because I generally like their content. But I'm like, damn, you don't even follow me back. On top of that, you don't even watch my story. And then, like, even if you did follow me back, you don't watch my story. So it just kind of like, what's the point of me following you? It ain't that hot. And then, because people on Instagram now like to act like they celebrities. Like, bitch, you can follow somebody back. It is not that deep.
And that too, I feel a couple different ways about that though, because it's like,
yeah.
Sometimes you just don't be seeing people. It's not even like no Hollywood shit. Like, well, I don't want to follow nobody back. Well, it's a part of that is like, I'm not following everybody back because that's fucking wild. I already follow a hell of a lot of people that, you know,
when I first got on
Instagram,
people.
You know, Instagram wasn't what it is now. Everybody was just like but everybody was just following each other because we just wanted to be on Instagram. So I ended up following like a whole bunch of people. But I don't follow everybody back, not because like, oh, I'm too good to follow people back. It's like, I'm not sitting down scrolling through my followers. I do that every once in a while. I'm just like, let me see who in here, you know, see who I need to follow back.
Yeah.
But you know, certain things is not going to get you a follow back. I'm just saying.
But it's also like, some people know when they like, shooting above a like average, like, you know, like when it's like, you know, you, it's just not meant to be right now, and but they'll still try and they'll still slide on in and still send that follow request, and then it just doesn't match. But then I'm also on one of the people, like, sometimes I really just fuck with the content and I'll just send you a follow back, even though like I don't really know you as a person. But I try now to like pick who I follow back by, if I know you or if like we've like had like some, what mutuals you follow, because the mutuals are important, okay? Because you can't be following the wrong people, and I'm just like,
if we got 2 mutuals, I might not follow you back.
Yeah,
you
know? No.
I don't trust you.
That's like a reference. I need to see the last. I need to see 25 mutuals of people I know and I like.
Especially if your page private. If your page private and you want to follow back, like
let's say
we got 100 mutuals, I'll be like, okay, this might not be a psychopath or, you know, a catfish. But the private profiles, I don't trust it.
Private profile, 1 follower, following 400, 78 following back. Something ain't adding up.
That's probably somebody's Finsta. Like, I'm not even gonna bother with it. That's why on my Finsta, like, I don't even expect people to follow me back because I know I look like a Finsta. Nobody's following my page back. It's fine. Yeah. I don't care. But
and people only follow Finstas back because they about to fuck with them. Like, if it's for sex purposes.
Oh well, my people who like me follow my Finsta. I don't think most of them want to fuck me.
Oh well, I know. It goes down on the Finsta.
It could. It could. Also, no posts. If your page is public, it's not getting you a follow back, babe.
Yeah, no. And then if you have an empty page and at least no highlights, or sometimes the highlights be saving some of y'all with no posts. God be looking through them highlights. Okay, it's potential there. At least I know you kind of alive, because the last story you added was a couple weeks ago. So at least I know you post on here. It's just that it's a little shady. So,
in short, like, no, I'm not definitely not, like, I'm not following you bitches back. Like, if I catch the follow in my notifications and I just click on it, I might follow back. But I don't be going through the list like that. Let's get into these topics. First thing I wanted to talk about today, what are your sex flaws? This is a topic that I saw came up on Twitter. One person commented, "I'm a bottom that don't be wanting a bottom." That's one of his sex flaws. And I personally can relate to that.
I saw that one. I was like,
but do you have any?
Yeah, oh, for sure. One of my major ones is I'm insatiable. Like, I'm insatiable. Like, I be needing it over and over and over and over. Like, every time I see one of them videos of the girl, like, grabbing on the guy, like, "Bank him back! I want some more!" Or he, like, fighting her or kicking her off. I'm like, that's how I be. Like, I be needing more and more and more. Especially if I suck dick. If I only suck dick, I be ready to suck, like, 20 dicks in one day. Like, but when I'm fucking, I be needing at least, like, 6 times. Like, I just want to feel like completely...
A day?
Yeah, I just be want to feel completely, like, drained. Bitch, not a day. Yes. Like,
now, what's the difference between that and me wanting a 2-3 hour marathon session? It's the same thing.
Well, yeah, but I'm taking a break and I'm going about my day and I'm like, okay, well, I need some work now. Or sometimes it's kind of like, you fuck, then you go get some food, and then you come home, you're like, well, I kind of want some more. So you just finish, you use the nut that's already in you to start fucking again. And then you like, oh, that was kind of good. You take a nap, you wake up, you fuck a little more, go about your day a little bit. Then you be like, I'm kind of ready for a little bit more. Fucking. And yeah, it's like a series.
I can see some days going like that. Like, especially, like, you know, if it's the weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, I miss
just hunching all day because y'all ain't got shit else to do.
Yeah, it's like just fucking all day. Like, what? Like, watching a Marvel movie in the background while you getting pounded. Oh, yes. Like, that is lovely.
Maybe once in a while. For me, that's like, if that was like a regular thing, yeah. I mean, I guess I would have to just really like fucking you, because having sex all the time as a bottom is not the tea
for me. Well, yeah, because so. You got to go through all them practices. But like in a relationship, you kind of like really like, it's almost like risky, because after a while, I feel like when I did have consistent sex partners, like I've only had like 2 niggas that I was only fucking them and fucking them like periodically, and my asshole formed to their dick, so I was able to maneuver a lot better just knowing how they fuck and how it usually go, and how like it wasn't too much. So it didn't take nothing off my boat. I was like, let's do it. So you just be ready for whatever. I love spontaneous sex though. Oh, we were trying to talk about that before we got on here, about like planning, like how does that go?
Well, that's also one of my sex flaws, because I don't want to plan it, because planning it is unsexy. But as a bottom, there's no such thing as not planning, unless you're into you know, portraits.
Picasso. So I Picasso time.
The planning part to me makes it unsexy. Like if it, like, let's say it's like planned days in advance, it's like I'm gonna be thinking about it, I'm gonna be anxious, like I'm gonna do it because I need to know what day I'm fasting, you know what I'm saying? But
wow.
But it takes some of the sexy out of it, because it's like not as spontaneous as I would like. The last time I did have sex a couple weeks ago, it was more spontaneous because I initiated it, which is very rare for me.
What made you initiate it this time?
Because I wanted some dick, and I wanted it from this person for a particular reason. Not like it wasn't nothing sinister, but I was like,
for like research, for research purposes.
It was more so, I pray to God, he never hears this. It was more so to it. First of all, the first thing was I was horny as fuck, and I was like, well, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Hello.
And I had seen it, so I already knew what it was giving. So I was like, I want some of that. But also, you know, it helped me get over him a little bit. I was like, okay, I fucked him now. I don't have to really worry about it.
Like last week, we were talking about getting under somebody new to forget somebody old or whatever. You got under him to forget him. I like that.
Literally, I don't know if that's just like my like abandonment issues or like my sick Aquarius brain, but it's just like I need to control this. So in order for me to control this, I have to fuck you right now. And it's like I need to get fucked. It's like
that's some pussy control itching. For you.
Is that that's kind of toxic? That's a bit toxic. That's that one of my toxic. That's one of my sex flaws. Having sex with people just to forget them.
That's I don't know about you. I'm trying to think of another one of mine.
Telling so much on my business. This is crazy.
It's okay. That's what podcasts are for. No one listens to this anyway. It's not like anyone's gonna like remember that you said that. Okay. So, but I think one of mine is I think a lot during sex. I want to make sure like I look good, but I'm also like I wonder if they're enjoying it because I'm enjoying it. Like I'm that person during sex, so I get in my head a lot during it. So I'm always just like, oh my god, I wonder. I don't know. Like I just never know, and I like knowing and not knowing what someone's thinking about me at any moment in time. Like if I was superhuman, like I would want to read people's mind. I would be that person. I want to be able to tap into your brain and control.
That's scary, reading people's minds, because people be thinking crazy stuff.
Yeah, it does. And I want to be aware before if you about to shoot up the place. I need to know by looking your direction. Or at least let me be a hero. Let me get something out the deal, because that's intense. So like Jean Grey type shit.
I'm definitely an overthinker during sex. Like I think I've said that on this show before. I hope I'm not brushing up. Just the mic. I think I've said it on the show before. I have to remind myself often during sex to get back in the moment, because I will literally drift off into la la land, and it's like it might come off to him like I don't feel this shit, but really, I've disassociated, and now I'm thinking about Dress Judy. I'm thinking about my leftovers. I'm thinking about does he even think I'm cute right now? Like, oh my god, should I turn the lights down a little bit? Oh my god, did I lock the front door? Oh my god, I'm kind of hungry. Like my brain will just do whatever the fuck it wants to do if I don't remind myself to, like, bitch, right. You're having sex right now. Have fun.
And that's why I think I need to have, like, more sex so I can really just train myself to enjoy it. And so I feel like sometimes, like, you have sex and you don't really enjoy it, or you're just going through the process just to go through it. But I just want to have, like, really fun sex. I want to have sex in new places. I want to have sex different ways. I really want to experience sex the next time I really just, like, I guess get on that level with somebody to have sex or whatever, however you may put it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I have any other sex flaws. I'm definitely not a pillow princess, mm-hmm. but like, I don't really want to, Wolfgang, I hear him. Is he having a moment? This is what it's like being a single parent. You know, you got to work and take care of the kids at the same time. It's very hard.
He's bothering me. And I think he wants some more food. He just threw up all that food, so I'm not trying to give him any. So I'm just like, you shouldn't have sat there and been a greedy fat ass and ate all the food in one sitting out of a fucking whole bowl. And now your stomach hurt and now you're hungry because you threw it all up. No, there's nothing I can do for you.
When I had a dog, I definitely had to control her eating. I thought it was just like, okay, you know, let her graze. That was the breed that I had. That's not a type of dog you let graze, because that bitch will eat anything in sight. You got to feed her on a schedule. Okay.
See, and Wolfgang, like, I'll put his food out and it'll just be out and he'll just be able to enjoy it. But then, like, randomly, he'll, like, if he's bad, his safe place is his food. Like, if he's, like, doing something sneaky and I randomly wake up or I randomly look up, he runs to his food to, like, try, like, to act like he's not doing anything but eating his food. Like, he's very, very smart. And so that's, like, his base area. So he always feel like crafty. Randomly just like eat his food, just act like he's not doing something bad. That's how I know he's doing something bad.
One of my sex flaws is definitely that, you know, I'm not trying to do too much. I don't want to do too much riding. You know, I need you to control all the positions. I'm gonna throw it back, but when I feel like it. you know, and once you get me open enough though, because you know. Niggas be trying. They want you to throw it back like in the first 15 minutes. Like I ain't even on Pluto yet. Okay, I'm still on Mars.
Okay, we got a 4 days to go. Calming on down.
You got the rest of the Milky Way, bitch.
I really enjoy like when a guy's dominating me. Like, I love being dominated by a guy. I love being, like, when a guy's taking control. But I also like switching up and having those moments where, like, he's in control and I randomly will take it back. Like, I'll start choking him. Or, like, I'll, like, squeeze his dick a little harder or something like that. I enjoy doing stuff like that.
I rode a guy and choked him, and it was just, like, such a magical experience. I was like, I'm riding, first of all. Wow, shocker. Second of all, I could kill you.
Look at me, mom. Look what I can do.
Like, you could die with my hole wrapped around your dick. You would never know.
You wouldn't even see it coming.
Killer bottom.
Stupid.
That is ridiculous.
Can you imagine going having to explain that in jail? I killed a male with my barrel.
Line up. You know my sex is a weapon. They lining up to get killed. That's an Iggy Azalea bar, but we got song references for days. I'm telling y'all, we need to go on tour for real.
It's gonna have fun. It's just the fact that we think, like, some of this stuff we actually just say out loud. It's so fucking stupid. This show is
Do I have any other sex flaws? I don't know. I think.
No, I think other than that, I'm perfect.
Okay, that might be a sex flaw.
Oh. No, but I was just being facetious. I don't. But I legit, like, I don't know. I can't think of it. Those are my main two.
I think one of my biggest sex flaws, honestly, is that I'm very explorative, and I want to try new things. I want to try very nasty things, and so a lot of times I don't be fully turned on during sex because the person I'm having sex with is not as nasty as I would like them to be.
And I was gonna say I get bored easily during sex, though. Like, yeah. I be needed to, like, feel like something, like, it's not something I'm doing every time. Like, even when I'm linking with a guy and I, like, really enjoy, like, hooking up with him, it's just like I don't. Like, this is just not fulfilling anymore. And so I think that's a sex fault. Like, I get bored fast.
That might contribute to why we be zoning out during sex. Because it's like, well, you know, I mean, it feels good. But, like, I'm not mentally stimulated at the same time. I'm just, like, stimulated in my hole.
Yeah, and I need to be, I wonder what it feels like to have, like, sometimes when I'm watching porn or, like, watching, like, stuff or, like just hearing people talk about sex with people. I'm just like, I wonder how it feels to, like, have one of those guys who's just, like he's choking you, but he's also, like, calling you, like, pretty and, like, sitting, like, and, like giving you words of affirmation while he's, like, literally destroying you. Like, impelling through your soul. Like, I want to experience that type of sex. Like, your mind is just like, oh, my God, like, melting.
Yeah, that would be phenomenal. I've only had that with one person.
Me too.
I haven't had it since. That was a long time ago.
It's okay. We're gonna get it back, and we're gonna be out here killing niggas with our holes and our minds. Okay.
Has a nigga ever shown up with more dick than you thought he was gonna show up with?
Yes.
Yeah. Because the answer for me is yes.
Yes. I remember one time I was sucking this nigga dick, and he sent me a picture. He sent me several videos. No, I got the full experience. I'm like, okay, I know what I'm about to deal with. And then he came over, and I started sucking it, and when I started sucking it, it was like, okay, it got to the, like, he was already hard already, so it was at the length of the picture. I kept sucking and doing my thing, and then it started growing a little more, and it started curving, and then he was like, yes, he was
It was inflatable.
a blow up doll, okay, bitch. Yeah, and then it curved, and he was like, I want to fuck your face. So I'm like, okay, so I'm sitting on the couch against the couch. And he's standing on top, and he's just, the curve is just trying to enter every which part except for the throat, the way my throat.
It's going into that rectosigmoid junction that we talked about earlier.
It felt like it was going out the side of my throat. Okay, it wasn't going the direction, but whatever's out, that's where it was going. And so he started doing that, and I wasn't prepared. And then in my confession, I got another story about that. So yes, I have experienced this.
In my experience, it's just like the pictures never do it justice. Like, if they send you a picture and their dick is big, just assume that it's bigger in person, because for some reason the pictures make it smaller. I don't know. So
the camera takes 2 inches away from dick pictures.
or something, because like niggas have, like, I'll see their dicks, like, whether they post it online or whatever, or they send it to me, and it's like, oh, I'm like, okay, this is a big dick. And if they are lucky to enough to cross my threshold or have me cross theirs, I get there and realize, well, this is that, indubitably
larger. You say that like he's about to lift you up and carry you into the bed and throw you down.
Yeah, well, I don't have no choice now. I already committed to the link up. You know what I'm saying? Not that you can't say no, but like once I'm ready to do something, I'm ready to do it.
Right? Okay, bitch. Mama ain't raised no quitter. about to take that baseball bat and call it one. You are a dangerous woman.
How about we jump right into confessions? You have a confession this week, which never happens. So I'm very excited to hear what this is about.
I feel like I always tell my business. I feel like there's nothing.
You tell your business, but you never tell them during the confession segment, which feels different.
Okay.
You
know, okay.
You don't have specific confessions. Even though we do be confessing all, now that you say it like that, we confess the whole show.
Like literally, like literally every other thing we say, the songs to drop. it's like it's dominoes. But okay, so my confession. I left work early one day this week, and I went to go link with a guy because he lives literally like right by my job, right? And so like we did our normal thing, and like I'm sucking it, and I'm ready. And his dick, like from the, like we haven't hooked up since I think like, and I looked in my journal, it was September, so we haven't linked in like a little. It was like a little time. It's like a couple months longest that we've ever went without linking.
I love that you have a journal.
Yeah, I know everybody.
Is it like a black book?
Yeah, my black book. Yeah, but I have like, it says early September, whatever. So anyway, so his dick was already hard. It's like, oh, he missed me. He was so ready for, like, I got in, he got in my car and he just started talking shit automatically. I'm like, oh, this is so great. Anyway, so I started sucking and his dick got bigger from the last time I sucked. Anyway. And he pulled it out. This is the one that's in the video on Twitter, if y'all know the video I'm talking about. This is him. And so, anyway, he pulled it out. Like, he pulled out.
I need to get access to this Twitter.
It's on my main Twitter. It's just a video of me sucking dick. And then, so, he pulled it out, whatever. He like, I want none of your face. And I'm like, well, this is new. He normally likes me to swallow it. So, I wasn't prepared. And the angle I was at, because he made me get down on my knees in front of him while he was in the back seat. So I was in front of him, like, in the back seat, like, kneeled, like, on my knees while he had his legs open. And then, so he was like, I'm about to nut. So he, like, grabbed me and, like, made me move from my knees and, like, get on the seat beside him. And he nutted in my fucking eye. And so,
Come on, Issa Rae.
That's how I felt. Like I was so flabbergasted, and he was giggling. I'm just like, it was funny because it's just like I wasn't expecting that because it was so much fucking nut. Yeah, I thought it was done. So I'm angling trying to catch it the best I can, and bloop, shot in my eye. I had to drive home. Like first of all, I drove home with the nut all on me. I thought I wiped all of it off, but I get home and it's like just in my beard. I'm not on my beard, but on my chin and on my shirt. I'm just like, this is horrible. Then I look into my eye. I was wondering. I thought it was just still like, you know, you got nut dried up on your eyeball, mm-hmm. on your eye, so it's just closed, kind of whatever. Cool. I start wiping my eye, and I know, is this not normal? And so I wipe my eye, and I notice it's just red. It's just red. And the more I pay attention to it, you know, like when your eyes start getting weak, it just kept getting weaker and weaker. And so I sacrificed money at work to go get my eye nutted in. That was my confession.
Did you have to call off?
No, I went to work still.
Oh, okay.
I'm a real ass bitch.
I don't like nutting my eye. Like, it's happened. Most of the times, it's happened by my own doing.
Oh. But
the couple times that it's happened. Mm-hmm. With other people, it's just like, damn, do I have gonorrhea in my eye now? Like, that's what I be thinking. Like,
I'm afraid of people who have that fetish of getting their eyes nutted in. I think that is just, that's a commitment.
That is wild.
That is a commitment. Like, how do you, like, do you wear sunglasses everywhere? How do you go to work the next day?
Because it looks like you have pink eye, or it looks like you're extremely high.
Yes, and so lucky for me, I wear glasses and I wear beanies, so it casts overshade, so no one knew anything. I was back to normal and no one knew anything. I was my normal, cheerful self, but I was carrying a deep secret.
Sometimes I see people with red eyes and I'm like, you just got your eyes nutted in, didn't you? It runs bitch. Across my mind. You know, I just be like, I wonder if that's nut or if you just like, you know, sleepy or something, you know.
Do you like, what's your favorite place to get nutted on or in? You like it up your butt or in your mouth?
I like facials, but you know, I do like a good cream pie, but I would love a facial. I haven't had one in a long time. I like the messiness of it, the sluttiness of it, the filthiness of it.
That's why I've been craving a cream pie. I've been craving a cream pie real bad. I'm just like, it's just so, it's something so romantic about it. Like, wow, he nutted deep in me and kept fucking and just made sure all of it was just cemented into my soul. Like, it's something romantic.
He trusted me with his children. I love that.
You're like a special carrier.
My confession is not quite as sexy. It's actually embarrassing because I'm a grown ass man. So besides the fact that I fell asleep and overslept, contributing to the lateness, after I woke up and I told you that I'll be ready in 15 minutes, I was like, it's a little warm. It's a little warm in here.
I figured.
It's a little something going on. I apparently peed in my sleep.
Oh, I thought you about to say you fell back to sleep.
No, I had peed on myself, and so I took extra time because I had to clean up.
You are such an elderly woman. You are such an elderly woman.
That is nuts to me. And you know, I'm not gonna say nobody this, but there are people I know who have peed on themselves, and I've made fun of them for it. And I feel like I'm getting my karma.
Yeah, you joined the club now.
What the fuck? Am I officially elderly? Who the fuck is peeing in their sleep? I'm only 28. How did this happen?
I expected your butthole to be loosened open, not your urethra.
I'm still shocked. Like, I don't know. Apparently, I stopped it because when I got up, I still had to pee, and it wasn't a whole lot. But I peed on myself. I don't even remember sometimes dreams will trigger pee.
Yeah.
And you'll wake up.
You had a water sports dream?
I don't remember dreaming. I'm sure I did dream. I was knocked the fuck out, but.
Okay, but I peed on myself. I thought you were about to say that you went back to sleep. I just knew that what you were about to say. Well, this is a confession.
No, that would have been better.
I was not expecting that at all. It's okay. We all do it sometimes.
That's my confession for this.
Sometimes, usually it's done by other people onto us, but sometimes you have to do it to yourself because your body needs regulation. It's totally okay.
Shout out to all the bitches that be pissing on yourselves. Go get you some Depends, you filthy bitch. You bitches are nasty, and you bitches need to fucking get your lives together.
Pissy hoes.
And when I say you bitches, I'm talking about me.
It's okay. You can be a pissy.
I can't believe I did that.
If any boy ever listens to this episode, they're going to think we're crazy people.
Could you imagine having a man in your bed and you just randomly one night decide to accidentally pee on yourself? And you don't really know him like that, so he can't really forgive you. He could, like, cut you off right now.
I'm going to blame him. I'm going to say he did it.
How? What did he do? Oh, you're going to say he's the one that peed in the bed.
Yes.
But his drawers going to be dry.
I don't know. I'm going to say he pulled his dick out. He was drunk or high or something. Pulled his dick out and peed on the bed.
That's crazy. Framing a man for piss is crazy.
Who else going to take the blame? Not me. I'm going to say Wolfgang did it then.
I was about to say, you have a dog. You have an excuse. I would use the excuse, like, if we had sex the night prior, I was just like, it was from when we was fucking. Because I do be peeing when I be fucking, so. Maybe I was getting fucked in a dream.
Wow. Maybe your body's telling you that you need to release some stuff.
I'm not releasing nothing. Speaking of releasing, though, real quick, who is winning the fight in your heart? The Munch, the Situationship, or the Toxic Ex? Because Ice Spice retweeted this, and she, of course, said the Munch gonna win every time. But which one is gonna win for you?
My ex could die.
Okay.
I like toxic niggas, so I'll go with the Toxic Situation just to see what it's about. But was that Toxic Ex?
So the options were Munch, Situationship, or Toxic Ex, but you're saying the Toxic Situationship.
Yeah, I'm a fuck with the Toxic Situationship a little longer than I would the Munch. Because the Toxic Situationship, y'all got familiar, yo, it's like a little bit of history. You can always come back. You know, you already know what it's hitting for because clearly they're situationship, so you already know what it's about. The month you can just play with, and it's like it's not no emotional attachment. So I'm gonna get bored anyway with you. So whatever. But that toxic situationship, that'll fuck a hoe up. That'll have a hoe out here acting a little crazy sometimes.
I don't know. I've been so far removed from all of that. I don't even know if I would just like even entertain any of that, to be honest. Like, I don't even, I kind of want a toxic situationship just to say I have one so I can have content for the podcast. But I don't really feel like being emotionally disturbed right now. I don't.
I can't handle it right now. Come back in March, okay? But I feel like those are fun, though, sometimes. Like, sometimes, like, a little toxicity really just wakes up the soul. It's just kind of like, but it had, like, I like when I'm in control of the toxicity. Like, I'm aware of, like, not in control, not like I'm the one doing it, but I'm aware of how toxic they are, and I'm allowing myself to be influenced by that. Not when somebody's, like, actually, like, toxic and, like, gaslightingly toxic, like, that shit. That's not fun. But, like, the toxic person where they're just, like, y'all, like, fuck around, you, like, you know I shouldn't be fuck with you type shit, but you know it's something about you that keep pulling me back.
Like, maybe y'all be bickering a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Or he got, like...
We'll play arguing.
Yeah. Like it be that vibe. Like that's a Chicago shit. Like, I feel like that's how all Chicago relationships are. Well, most of them are. It's just, like, it's always just, like, back and forth, like, playfulness. Like, it's hard to explain, but that. Like, I love it.
Now, I don't really know much about this sweater thing or hoodie thing. Is that what you put in the notes? Like, these two, they was fighting, and then the man, she was posting a man. Is that the same story?
Yes. Okay, so yeah.
Okay, like, I don't know nothing about that. What happened?
I was like, bitch, it's been a long, long week. I don't even remember no more. But basically, okay, so this girl on TikTok went on this story. She was like, a year ago, my friend... I forgot what happened. But basically, the girl felt her friend wanted her boyfriend to a degree. And so she ended up cutting her off. And then the friend, the friend ended up replying saying something like, basically, I didn't really want, like, it wasn't that. The situation wasn't that. I forgot what happened exactly. I'll include the link in the YouTube video or I'll post or whatever. Bitch, it's been a long week. I don't fucking remember, bitch. I ain't even gonna bring that up.
I thought we was gonna have something else to talk about. I saw something about that on Instagram, and then you put it in the notes. I'm like, okay, this must be a thing. I'm gonna have to dig deep into this.
Yeah, no, it's just bitches being petty. That's why you can't trust everybody around your man either, because bitches start thinking shit that ain't that shit. And people communication be like, even among friendships, I feel like people need to communicate a lot better, because sometimes it don't even be shit, and you would think it's something, or you'll think it's one way. Because anyway, oh, this is another confession. So I it's this boy. Remember, I was like, I didn't talk to the boy I wanted to talk to. I talked to another boy. Anyway, I felt like I was annoying him or whatever, because like I'm very present. Like we watch each other's stuff. We like talk, whatever. We like go back and forth, whatever. But I would always be like, oh, we should link and do this. And then he wouldn't like say nothing back. He'll go away and he'll randomly interact with my story. And so I brought it up. I'm like, why are you doing that? I'm like, I don't get it. And he was like, and I was just like, I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna think I'm a crazy person. But he was like, he actually replied, he was like, first of all, I don't even mean to do that. Like, I don't even really be on Instagram like that. If I'm on Instagram, I'm literally posting a story, I'm getting off, which is true, because literally he'll post a story like all back to back, and then it'll be inactive. So I'm like, okay, cool, I get it. But he was like, yeah, if you want me, you got my number, you can just text me. And I was just like, he was like, you could text me or just call me. And I was like, I could call, okay. So I was like, here you go. But he's also a Taurus, so I'm really entertained by it. I'm really enthralled. I'm just like, ooh, this is all bad.
Now, that's some real lesbian action. You think two Rams need to be together?
Oh, yeah, I want him to ram me real nice and hard. He is so fine. Oh, he's so fine. He was, he ended up smoking with me and my friends from work or whatever. And they were like, after he got out the car or whatever, because that was the one that drives like the really nice-ass car, he pulled around, skirted his shit around. I was like, oh my God, here we go. But after he got out the car, they gonna start whispering. They gonna be like, how you meet him? Where he from? Blah, 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 blah. And then I'm assuming he heard them, because my friend who was even further down the parking lot heard and was like, y'all ass is real loud. I'm like, oh God. But We had a conversation afterwards, so he probably doesn't think I'm a crazy person or think I'm in love with him, because I'm not.
I love that for you. I haven't had no interaction with men, so there's that.
I feel like I be needing some testosterone in my life. Like, I be needing, like, a dose of, like, some, like, like, I be needing that, like, in me and around me. Because I don't know. I just feel like everybody around me just be so, and I'm by myself mainly, so I'm the one that's like, huh.
That's good. It's good to have different energy around. It gets, like you said, boring. Being by yourself all the time, bitch. Like
stuffy.
Oh, you know what? I just looked at myself in the camera. I look very unsober.
Yeah. I am. And then you, been rocking back.
Have I? Oh, yes. My God.
Very much so. And I was noticing. I'm like, okay, bitch. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a telltale sign right there. Before we go, I do just want to say real quick, you know, I've been giving you dumb bitches a shout out, like, for the last 3 or 4 episodes, and y'all continue to deserve the shout outs that y'all get. Y'all are upset with Cassie for settling that lawsuit 24 hours after she did it. And what I wanted to say to y'all is, and I should have did this at the beginning of the show because this is a dark turn. I just want to say, in addition to you bitches being dumb, you're also just not, you know, you're just dumber than I thought you were. The least somebody can do if they put me through years of trauma is pay me. Period. Bitch, I want everything. And I can't even pursue this criminally. So the least you can do is pay me. So I don't give a fuck what y'all saying. It don't make no difference in what she said about him. She did what she had to do.
She got her money. He settled, like, and now, like, 2 more people came forward and are accusing him of stuff, too. So, it's like, this is what the astrologer was talking about. The floodgates are opening.
I've been reading all types of stuff. They've been saying Diddy killed Kim Porter, allegedly. They said he tried to kill Albie Shore, allegedly. I'm learning new stuff every day. I think it's pretty wild.
Diddy's like I ain't gonna say what he's like. I just know he be out here making moves, and so you gotta be careful. You gotta be real careful.
Allegedly. Stop being dumb. Stop being dumb, okay? The least you can do is pay me and help take care of me and my new man and my babies, bitch.
It can be so simple.
Well, this was an interesting episode. Thank y'all for tuning in. I had so much fun.
Me too.
Even though I'm totally mixed blended, you know, I got a little wine, a little wing.
Crossfade.
Yeah, crossfade. That's the word I was looking for.
I got you.
I'm that.
I hope y'all have enjoyed.
Huh?
You will be fun going out together. We'll both be drunk and we'll be alert and we'll be here. We'll get all the guys.
We haven't been out together in a very long time.
I know, it's time. So I'm ready. I'm ready. We're going to shake some ass.
I hope y'all have enjoyed. I hope y'all have enjoyed my Chris Whispers After Dark voice. You know, I'm a little tired. So I know it's giving trade. I know y'all think I'm probably, you know, topping all the time. But it's what's the faces for, bitch?
I don't think it was giving that, bitch. Your purse is showing. It's not giving that.
Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Subscribe to that YouTube. This video will be coming out by all means necessary. Make sure y'all leave reviews on the podcast. That helps us get seen. Keep interacting with us on social media. Share our posts. You know, we're still trying to get this engine going. It's going. It's going. And it's going to keep going. But we want it to, you know, go faster a little bit.
Period. We want it to ram us hard and long. And successfully.
Thank y'all so much. Goodbye.
Bye. Say my name, say baby, I love you.